Now, you said that after a couple of years, she most likely will get switched to an aromatase inhibitor, assuming that she is menopausal at that point.
Correct.
What do you say to patients who are about to begin an AI?
With those patients that are about to begin an AI, we talk to them about, again, the side effects. First of all, we would have a baseline DEXA scan done to assess their bone density at that time, because there can be a chance that they're going to have bone thinning. And we also discuss with them taking adequate amounts of calcium and vitamin D, just as any woman would at that point in their life, but that it is most important that they continue to do that, and that we would have their DEXA scans, depending on the results, but at least we would be monitoring them every 2 years, if not annually, depending on what the result of it would be. My experience has been that many women have experienced a fair amount of discomfort in their lower extremities or in leg aches when they go on an AI in comparison to women who have been on tamoxifen. There can be muscle aches and leg aches. We suggest that they take some ibuprofen if this is very discomforting, and try and encourage them to get through the first couple of months when the majority of those symptoms then seem to diminish in terms of intensity.
Overall, how do you find patients' quality life on an aromatase inhibitor compared to tamoxifen?
I think the first couple of months are the most difficult for women on the aromatase inhibitors. Again, there's been some women that have complained about headaches, but again, I think it's more of the muscle aches. Some women find that it impacts on their ability to exercise or walk, that they feel a lot of discomfort.
One of the things that's becoming a little bit controversial in hormonal therapy is how long to use the aromatase inhibitors. I guess tamoxifen we use for 5 years, and we don't really know the optimal duration with the aromatase inhibitors. How do you approach those patients who come up to their five-year point with the aromatase inhibitors?
At this point, we discontinue women after 5 years on their aromatase inhibitor. We don't continue them in. To my knowledge, there hasn't been studies that have definitely proven that there is a reason to continue them beyond the 5 years. I think there's probably some studies that are in the works, but we do not continue women after 5 years.
Getting back to the issue of Oncotype, how do you see that affecting the clinical practice in terms of adjuvant therapy? What kind of effect has it had on what you're doing?
Well, I think it's an aid in helping us make recommendations to women, as well as for women to have some additional information that helps them decide whether to have adjuvant chemotherapy.